This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Oh, I need thee. The grieving community of Uvalde, Texas, came together last night at a vigil to remember the 19 children and two teachers killed by a gunman at an elementary school.
I ask God that you be with those who have lost loved ones. May you comfort them, Father, as they mourn, as they try to gather their thoughts and gather themselves.
The father of a child killed by gunman Salvador Ramos says police were slow to move in and were unprepared. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Authorities say the massacre inside a locked classroom lasted upwards of 40 minutes, ending only when Ramos was killed by a Border Patrol team. Ramos' grandfather, Rolando Reyes, was asked why he shot and wounded his grandmother before the school attack.
I don't know.
Reyes, seemingly stunned by all the questions, also said he didn't know the 18-year-old had bought two semi-automatic weapons. I'm Tim McGuire.
President Biden's calling for new restrictions on guns in the wake of the massacre, but it doesn't appear that lawmakers are ready to reform the nation's gun regulations. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has signed into law the nation's strictest abortion ban. It prohibits abortions with few exceptions. A fire in the neonatal unit of a hospital in Senegal has killed 11 newborns. The fire blamed on an electrical short circuit. A second shipment of baby formula has arrived in the U.S. from Europe to ease the critical supply shortages in the U.S. The FedEx Express plane carrying 60 tons of formula landed at Dulles International Airport just outside Washington. The White House is announcing more steps to make the antiviral treatment Paxlovid more accessible across the nation as it projects COVID infections will continue to spread over the summer travel season. This is AP News. Now to Russia's war in Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Russia's taking steps to strengthen the army and is tightening its grip on Ukraine. Lawmakers in Moscow have passed a bill to bolster Russia's army, which is fighting an intense battle for Ukraine's east. 3 months into the war, Russian rockets are pounding towns in the industrial Donbas region. Ukraine's foreign minister said on Wednesday the situation there is extremely bad. Meanwhile, President Vladimir Putin is trying to strengthen his control of southern Ukraine by giving residents of two regions a fast path to Russian citizenship. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain's Prince Charles traveled to Ukraine's neighbor Romania to visit with refugees from the war in Ukraine. He called it a nightmare situation, saying he's full of admiration for the Ukrainian people. He said they have extraordinary courage and resilience. He spoke to them through an interpreter. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.